Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dín Polovka a dneska je nedeľa 20. augusta 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusiniv Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our webpage c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, August 20th, 2023. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Upper Zemplin County, not far from Humene. You take the road north and you go a little bit east, and eventually you run into the village of Pichne. These are three selections from the Zemplin County Russian village of Pichne.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can also contribute by going to our webpage, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. The Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatho Russian Society proudly presents the documentary film, The Resurrection of a Nation. This documentary film was produced by the John and Helen Timo Foundation, and its president, Maria Silvestri, will be coming to the Philadelphia area on Saturday, September 16th, to show and discuss this documentary film. This will take place again Saturday, September 16th, at the Radnor Memorial Library, 114 West Wayne Avenue in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The event will take place from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Maria will take questions at the end of the movie. Snacks will be provided, and there is a $10 charge for admission. So that is the presentation of the documentary film, The Resurrection of a Nation, sponsored by the Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatho Russian Society, Saturday, September 16th, at the Radnor Memorial Library in Radnor, Pennsylvania. For more information, please contact John Kupcha at this email address, johnkupcha@comcast.net, johnkupcha@comcast.net.
Oj mamuniu, bude zle. Białoczka kradnie. Krasni schody, krasni schody, krasni schody. Moja myła do dnia chody, do dnia chody, do dnia chody. Oj mamuniu, budę zle, jak nie mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, budę zle. Mamuś moja, budę zle, jak nie mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, budę zle. Mamuś moja, budę zle, jak nie mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, budę zle.
On today's Historic Focus, we talk about the weeping icon of Maria Puch in Hungary. Among Carpatho-Rusyn Christians, the weeping icon of Maria Puch is revered because it stands for believers as a witness to the protection and intercession of the Most Holy Mother of God, the Bohorodica. The icon itself comes from and expresses the life of the Church in Eastern Europe. Its rich history reflects a deeply rooted faith in God and a trusting devotion to the Mother of God. Many pilgrimages take place in the month of August devoted to the Blessed Mother. The Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma holds their annual pilgrimage this weekend at the Shrine of Maria Puch in Burton, Ohio, as well as the Mother Church where the icon began to weep in Maria Puch, Hungary. The Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy holds their pilgrimage to the Blessed Lady at Mount St. Macrina over the Labor Day weekend. Also in Europe, in Klokocho, they had theirs, Lutina, as well as Mukachevo. Today we briefly discuss the origins of the weeping icon of Maria Puch. In the northeastern plains of Hungary, in the village of Puch, in present-day Szabolcs-Szatmár-Bereg County, stands the monastery of the Basilian Fathers with a magnificent church, St. Michael the Archangel Greek Catholic Church. In 1675, Stefan Pop, brother of Pastor Daniel Pop, at the church in Puch, studied art in Italy and was commissioned by Laszlo Csigri to write an icon of the Mother of God for the iconostas. He painted the Virgin Mother on maple wood, holding the divine infant with a three-petaled tulip in his hand. Unable to pay for the icon, Lorenz Hurta, a well-to-do parishioner, donated it to the church. In this church, the first weeping of the icon of the Mother of God took place on November 14, 1696, according to the Julian calendar. The same miracle occurred again from December 8th to 19th of that same year. Needless to say, this miracle was a great consolation to the discouraged people of Poch. Ever since the first miraculous weeping, the village of Poch was renamed to Maria Poch. When Leopold I, Emperor of Austria, had been informed of the miraculous icon in March of 1697, he formally directed Gheorghe Feneschi, the Bishop of Eger, to send the weeping icon of Poch to St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna. This decision led to strenuous resistance, not just on the part of the inhabitants of Poch, but by the entire population of the country. During these years, a significant part of the country, and most especially northeastern Hungary, could be considered a war zone from the War of Turkish Liberation. The process of carrying the weeping icon to Vienna lasted for 5 months. The route touched the towns of Tokaj, Barcza, Košice, Eger, Budapest, and Győr. At these places, the icon was publicly exhibited, several copies were made, and liturgies were celebrated in front of it. The icon arrived in Vienna on July 4, 1697, where, with the leadership of Archbishop Ernst von Trautmann, 300,000 people received it. At first, the icon was taken to the ruling couple in the Favorita Palace. Then it was exhibited in the larger church of the city for 3 days each. A famous orator of the day, Abraham a Santa Clara, delivered a memorable sermon on August 8th, in which he placed the icon in the context of the war against the Turks. From that point on, the prayer for the intercession of the weeping icon of the Virgin Mother of God of Poch became an important element in the struggle against the Turks. On December 1, 1697, the icon was placed above the tabernacle of the main altar in St. Stephen's Basilica in Vienna. During the Second World War, it was taken down to the grottoes of the basilica for safekeeping. After the war, it was placed above a new altar with a baldachin close to the main entrance on the right-hand side of the basilica. The carriage transporting the icon was delayed at each post depot on the route to Vienna by large groups of people who had gathered to pay homage to the icon. Count Carbelli, a chamberlain of Emperor Leopold I, was so impressed by the piety and devotion of the crowds that he ordered a Jesuit father from Košice to come to Barcza Aboj County to make a copy of the icon for the church at Poch. When the icon was completed, the people formed a procession and carried the new icon to Maria Poch. In 1715, a copy of the icon sent to Maria Poch by the Austrian emperor began to weep. It was another time of sadness in Hungary. Ferenc Rákóczi II, a Catholic revolutionary who briefly led the Hungarians' ongoing struggle for independence, was defeated by the armies of the Habsburg emperor and sent to exile in Turkey. Rákóczi had fought under the flags adorned with the images of the Virgin Mary. Some of his supporters were from the village of the weeping icon. The third weeping of the icon, and until now the last, occurred on December 3, 1905. Kelemen Garavich, a Brazilian monk, noticed that the face of the Virgin Mary was darker than usual, and a line of tears flowed down her face from the right eye, which ended in a teardrop. The weeping was continuous until December 19th, then on the last 2 days of December, a total of 18 days. The committee investigating the events determined that the weeping had been real. Ceremonial services commemorating the 250th anniversary of the first weeping and the 300th anniversary of the Union of Uzhhorod took place under the leadership of Cardinal Josef Mindszenty. The latter witness to the faith in presence of 250,000 pilgrims on September 8, 1946. The ceremonial procession took place at the beginning of a new era, which would bring many trials for the religious. In 1948, the Pilgrimage Church received the designation of Basilica Minor from Pope Pius XII, but 2 years later, the Basilian monks were expelled from the monastery by the communist authorities, and in their place, the building was used to house people with psychological ailments. The subsequent pilgrimages were carried out under strict police supervision, and Maria Poch became inaccessible for the pilgrims of neighboring countries. Nevertheless, the significance of the customary processions did not change. All those who were afraid to display their religious identities in the vicinity of their carefully supervised homes often found their way to the sacraments in the safety of the multitudes. The collapse of communism in 1989 and 1990 brought important changes in the life of the shrine. Maria Poch was a significant place of celebration during the visit of Saint Pope John Paul II, who celebrated Divine Liturgy there during his apostolic visit to Hungary in 1991. After several decades, it once again became possible to visit as pilgrims in organized groups, and in 1999, a pilgrimage house was built to accommodate them. The Basilian fathers and sisters were allowed to return to Maria Poch.
They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the August edition of the GCU magazine. So give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. On Saturday, September 30th, the National Carpatha Rusyn Society presents the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter. This will take place at King's College, located at 133 North River Street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, beginning at 10 a.m. and running until 3:30 p.m. Enjoy captivating presentations, savor our delicious Rusyn food, and hear fascinating stories by fellow Rusyns. The presenters this year are Tom Peters, Father Paul Warhola West, Isabel Fernando, and Natalie Asikainen. In addition, there will be document interpretation, Rusyn items for sale, basket raffle, and more. Registration is $50 per person. So that is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern, the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society. For more information, please call George Polish at area code 860-490-1074. That's George, 860-490-1074. And also mark on your calendars Sunday, October 29th. The annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Events start with Divine Liturgy in the morning, then after that, going to their social hall where there will be Carpatha Rusyn food. There will be entertainment by Sokira, the band that I am part of. There is also raffles. There are presentations, displays, sales, and much more. I will give you information on that in the upcoming weeks, but mark your calendars. Sunday, October 29th, the annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival at St. John's in Uniontown. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please tune in to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, or listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Just go to your computer or your tablet or your smartphone and dial up Rusyn FM. Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, a krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
sama noćuješ. Hej, dana, dana, hej, dana, dana.
Sa Rusinjev Amerika.